Last year we ended up with a Shiloh. I'll go over the Shiloh. Someone had a cleaning lady, non-Jewish woman, for 14 years, and became part of her family, trusted her, and they happened to buy himself a video, decided to try out the video in their house. So he put the video in the kitchen. Put the video in the kitchen, and they played the video, and they saw on the video that this cleaning lady, who they trusted for 14 years, she fried herself an egg. She took a frying pan with egg and fried egg on a frying pan. And they saw in the video she was looking out the window the whole time to see if the woman has come to the one who hired her, the woman who they're working for, is coming home. She washed it. They saw her wash the frying pan, all on the video. Wash the frying pan, put it away, everything back to its place, and that's it. So this fellow, he happened to be a yeshiva man, a former kollel man for many years. He called me up. He was devastated. He says, 14 years, he trusted this woman. What did she do in the kitchen? What did she do? Maybe the whole kitchen's trash. What should she do? What should he do? That's why he called me up. So I told him, before I answer the question, let me first, I'll give you some mamar, since you know how to learn, I'll give you some mamar kaimis, go through the mamar kaimis, and call me afterwards. So I gave him the mamar kaimis, and he says, he calls me back, about a half hour later, he calls me back, he says, it's bitter. What do I do? Right. So let's talk about the general shot, and we'll talk about his case afterwards. Can your person leave a non-Jewish woman, or even a woman who's not Shem Shabbos, has known her mamas, to work in the to be in the house without anyone mashgiach on her? Nice, you go away for a couple of hours, and you come back. Is it okay to leave her alone in the house? The Mechaber says, in Yeridea, Kuf Chav Beis Siftes, the Mechaber says, Yesh li zor meniach bebeis haifu kachavim, klisuda chashina and shemishtash behem. You should not leave your kelim in a non-Jewish home, because afraid they might use the kelim. They might use the kelim. That's one halacha. You're leaving your kelim, your own pots and pans, in a non-Jewish home. That's the case of Mechaber. The Amor goes further. Amor says, at the end of that sif, he says, Uchatchila yesh li zor. A person should be zor b'chol inyan, afil b'avodin shvachis, or even chom in Beit Yisrael. He goes further, Uchatchila should be zor, even in your own house. You have avodin shvachis, who are not Jewish, who work Beit Yisrael. Shalyachet kelim elu, shalyachet kelim shalonu etzlam. Shall let them to kelim by them, shemishtam shubahem b'dvam esum. They might use it with dvorim isurim. So the Shach speaks out, in Sif Katan Tes, he says, however, today we're not zoring this thing. We let women stay in the house with the dishes, even though not there. What's the reason why? Normally, when you have servants in the house, avodim and shvachis, there are always people coming in and out. In such a case, it's muta even chatchila. So Vais says from the Shach that why we're not machmir like this one more is because constantly have people going in and out of the house all the time. So Mela, there's no shash, there's muta chatchila, like it says in Kufi Chesef Yud, that it should be okay. What does the Mechaber say in Kufi Chesef Yud? The Mechaber says like this. Mechaber says, Hamaniach Revechavim Beisai, you live in an junior house. If he's there a long time, if you, let's say you leave the house but you don't let him know when you come back, then b'di'evit it's okay. L'chashini shem yachlif. That's the case of the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Yudches Sif Yud. And in Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber says, Yesh lahachmer, a person should be machmer, sheniach deis eitzel ha-shvachas kishayni sol bayis. A person should be machmer, not to leave kadeis, but a shvachas when you're not home. Then you have to be not yetzel v'nichnes. If you're not yetzel v'nichnes, the thing is you should not leave him there alone in the house. And the Shach speaks out in Sifkot on Zion, because since even by you should be making yetzer nichnes, where they know that you're going away for a certain amount of hours, then even yetzer nichnes doesn't help. So it comes out according to what this, all these mechavos amor we mentioned, the Shach we mentioned, it comes out that you're not, that they know for sure you're going for a certain amount of hours. If you have a non-Jewish, help, or non-fum help in the house, and they know you're going for a certain amount of hours away. Let's say she knows every morning you have a job. You know, you leave a cleaning lady in the house, and you're going to work. She comes 8 o'clock in the morning, you leave 9, come back 12, and you know you have a job. Or let's say she knows you go shopping for a long time. She knows you should go out for a couple of hours, so there's no misses whatsoever. So according to this, the din is, it's also to leave him alone. So you have a serious problem now. The serious problem is that many people have clean ladies in the house, and they leave them for a long time, and they go. So what do you do? They'll shop a long time, and they know that they're going out for a couple of hours, and sometimes the person leaves out, says, listen, I'm going out now for a few hours, just do this, do that, because I'm not, tell them what to do. So when you come, it should all be cleaned and taken care of already. So hey, you have a serious problem. And I don't know of any heter. In fact, there's a tshuva in Igus Moshe. And Moshe writes in tshuva, in Yeridea, Chelek Aleph, Simen Samech Aleph. He says, if someone left a nachas in the house, Ma'ike din, you should be choshish and leave a nachas in the house alone. Why? Because afraid they might use Dov Issa, they might bring their own food, some stuff from McDonald's or some other chafer place, or they might take food from your own, mix basar v'chalav together. They don't know what's kosher, what's not kosher. So what's a basar v'chalav and so on. And they might mix the dishes together and so on. So Moshe ends off. However, if you left the nachas alone, you're allowed to mishtamsh b'di'evid. If you don't know if they use the kelim, you're not allowed to, if it's m'eis l'eis, you're not allowed to use the kelim. You have to wait m'eis l'eis. Why? Because the Ramah says, in Kuf Chav Beis if test, you should wait Meis Leis. Since it's a Suffolk, so Aina Ben Yaima, on a Suffolk, you could be Mekel not to use the dishes 24 hours. And he says, even according to Moshe writes in Tshuva, even according to the Taz, that says in Sifkan Ches, that if you left Kalim by a good Bemezid, the Kalim, you have to cash the Kalim also, you have to cash, and you have to cash all the Kalim. But however, most women, they don't know where is halacha. Most men and women don't know it's halacha. So all the ksidid, shagin. So you have to tell them that lahaba, they're not to leave a shiksa alone in the house, because they're afraid they use a kelim. Or they'll mix it, together, basa b'cholav. So mele, you should be machmer, leaving them alone with the dishes. So I asked Ramosh on this tshuva, I once asked him, that lachaya, even if you leave a shiksa alone in the house and they'll use the kelim, people have different size pots. You have small pots, a place, 1-quarter pot, 2-quarter pots, 5-quarter pots. Sometimes you have a large family, you have big pots. We're not choshish. There's a limit on pots you choshish they use. There's a limit. So he says, Enechanami told me that the kedai is kedailam. There's no shash the girl cook something in it. So maybe those you can use even when it's still a ben yaima. But the other pots, you shouldn't use it. Now this case we had from this person who called me up. He had a shiksa for 14 years. So he told me, what do I do now? I went to all the Mahamar Kermis. What do I do now? I have to wait at least 20 minutes. It says, he had a big family. It says, take all his family out and take him out to some restaurant for the next 24 hours. You watch him do any cooking in the kitchen. And that's it from the time you saw it on the video.
What's the suffix? He's super cooking.
Huh? You don't know which pot. You don't know which pot and pan they use.
Yes,
huh?
What are we afraid of?
You have bishalakum. You have the silverware. You have a and could be she's doing it for the last 14 years. You don't know.
Maybe she's bringing in her stone stuff.
Huh? He didn't have, I asked if he had a pilot light. He didn't have a pilot light. Most people today don't have pilot lights anymore because it's, huh?
It was
bottle barai. Right. Bottle barai, but you have to match, wait to at least make slice, you should wait.
You told him to just go out.
I go out to supper, wait 24 hours, take your wife and take the whole family out to a restaurant, that's it.
He doesn't need the kasha.
Huh? You don't have the kasha, you don't have the kasha. Huh? If you see what pie was, then you have to kasha. If you can kasha, right, echinami.
Yeah. What if you left the pot out?
But the problem is all the pots in the whole house, you know, for the last 14 years. That was his problem.
He's saying that Suffolk gets a vada.
Yeah. And that pot, you know, that's a vada, for sure you got, if it's a shaggy. The pot, you know, for sure she used, if you can see on the video. So that, you have to, it's a bishul akum, so you have to, if it's something, it's oila shulchan malachim, then the din is, you have to, yeah, cash it. You have to wait. But the other stuff, the silverware probably is mixed together. So it's a suffix and you go but survive and so on, like it says in Kufbez in Yerdea. So but the mice is, but what the moral of the story is, you gotta be careful. You can't let you have shiksas in the house. What do you do? If people have shiksas, they taco girl. So what do you taco do? You have to come. What? Oh, okay. So then what you should do, if people have this problem, they should make simonim. Marshall, let's say they should turn the pot this way, certain ways. You can see someone moved around the pots, this silverware. If you do a certain simanim, that would then when you come home and you see everything is intact, nothing's touched, then it's okay. Also, you should warn them. There should be a missus also, and the missus probably doesn't help too much because you're not home. But at least tell them, listen, I don't want you to do any work in the kitchen. I'm not here. No washing dishes. No to do nothing. You know, the dishes should be washed only when you're home. Don't let them be anywhere to do anything in the kitchen. Because once they start hanging around the kitchen, they get hungry, they open the refrigerator, they see a place or something there that they like, they'll cook it and so on. So the best thing is, first of all, they shouldn't do any work in the kitchen, and secondly, put simanim on the kelim to see if it's moved or not. You know, keep in a certain direction, a certain way, and someone will turn it around, or something you can see it was moved and so on. So that's the eitz to do when you're really stuck, and you can't be, it's no yetzer nichnas there.
Are you really machmer on the mummer?
Huh?
You said
not Shem Shabbos, the same thing like a guy. Yes. Yes. Forget, sometimes you have these clean ladies that think they know kosher. You know, they're not from, they see they know kosher and they mess up your kitchen. There's no nafka mina. I'm talking about trefus.
How about Mishpacha officially keep kosher?
Huh?
How about frying Mishpacha?
What, they're in your house? What do you
do? You use them.
That's it. We spoke about the other time, huh? You cannot eat there. We mentioned that in 2 weeks ago in the shir. It's only by parents, by regular anyone else who's not shomer Shabbos. There's no kimla gavay, which we'll soon talk about that a little bit more later. Okay. Not that, unless you make a simon in the kitchen that see if someone moves things around. Sounds like I don't. If I can't, you have a head to let me know of one. Okay. Huh?
Your camera
in the kitchen?
And tell her it's there.
Huh?
And you tell the shiksa it's there or whatever.
If there's a missus from it, if you think there's a missus, that'll be okay then. Ashkochas use it. They use it in Ashkochas, they use it. Alright. Alright, next case.
One simon is good enough.
Huh? One simon is good enough, yeah. Someone has a store. This happens in Klal Yisrael, Lida, every number of years. Someone has a store. He's a Shem Shabbos person. He sells meat, sells kosher products and so on. And he's known for everyone, he's a Falezicha person. And now you found out after many years that he was selling the veils to Trafus. It happened here in Chicago once, it happened in Muncie, it happened in New York. We know all those stories that happened. It happened. You trusted the person and so the people who bought from the store, and ate this so-called kosher meat, which you found later was treif, do they need a tshuva kapara? And secondly, is it a timtum aleif? They didn't know about it. Is it a timtum aleif? Another shaila, which we'll discuss now. Someone has a store and it's owned by Nan Shem Shabbos. And really you shouldn't buy there. And now, but he buys there. He knows the guy from years, childhood friend, he trusts him. Even though Pidin, you're not allowed to, there's Issa to buy there, but he bought there. And it's Semich him on Kashis. That everything's Beseda.
Without a
Hechsher. Without a Hechsher. And now he buys, and now he found out that for many years, he was selling non-kosher, the Vales of Trafis. You need Shuvah Kapor in this also. And there's Tintin Levin in this also. Kashikalem, now I'm not going into it. Okay? Kashikalem is a Shaila by itself, it's a whole Shir by itself. It's all Shaila and Poiskim. Alright. Well, I'm missing Ikka talking about Timtum Alev. The Ikka Shir now is about Timtum Alev. What does it mean, Timtum Alev? I'm gonna give certain quotes. Scary quotes. In Pasha Shmini, the Torah Deshe says, Al Tashatzos Nasheisechem B'chol Asheretz Asheretz. And Rashi says, by eating it. If you eat anything, any sheretz, by eating it. You shouldn't be Meshakas Yinasheisechem. Val Tatamu Behem and Tamesim Bom. So Rashi says, Im Atem Metamim Behem Ba'oretz, if you metam yourself to Shiratim, Afani Metam Eschem, Ba'ilim Habo, Obi Yeshivas Maila. When you come to Shemayim, I'm Metam Eschem. The Sapuni writes like this, I'm quoting Sapuni. Al Tatamu Behem, Ba'ayfen Shetiyah Tumeim and Tumtum Ba'am. You shouldn't be Tumtum to these things, you should come Tumtum. Vizeh Yikara Be'achalasim. This happens when you eat it. Ki Anam Be'yaisi Elekechem. Since I'm your God, Chafatzi Shiskachu V'techinu Atzchem Elakusha. Eating is holy. And you have, it's Kedusha. And you're preparing yourself for Kedusha. And with Shrotzim, it's impossible. It's only Tumah. This Yisrael, the Yisrael Rashi speaks out, Sapuni, is emphasis in the Gemara Yuma. Gemara Yuma, Daf Lama Tesam Rav says, Tana Rabbanam, Al Tatama Bam, Mit Nesam Bam, Arda Matam Atzvah, Mit Ma'at, and Prezim Matam himself a little, he's going on eating these foods. Matam Oysay Haba, Melamata, is the time in this world, Matam Oysay Mal, and Shemayim. Ba'ayim Hazem, Matam Oysay Mal Haba. The Psikta says even further. With Mason Bomb. Melamed Shatuma Metantemis Adas Maba Tipshis. What does Tumtum Alev means? It's a Maba Tipshis and it's a Maba it's a Tantum Sadas. You can't think straight. Yamsha Shlema in Yavamas Daf Kufyadala Manal says in Simon Zion. He means I'm Shema Kubolim. Dachila Shkotzim with the Mayhem. Netamtem alev aseichel. It's netamtem alev in aseichel. The Ramban says in Chumash, in Pasha Shmini, Perek Alav, in your Pasuk Yud Gimel, at the end he ends off, Sheyesh b'chol min behemes v'ayfes tmeis, gulos rois moed. One thing. Now I'll tell you over Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer is an end of Pasha's Kedoshim. The Chsam Sefer says, he brings out a Medrash Rabbah. I looked high and low to find this Medrash Rabbah, I couldn't find it. If anyone knows where it is, let me know. The Medrash says like this, La'asad Lavai HaKadosh Baruch, this is, he's quoting the Medrash. La'asad Lavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Naitel Sefer Torah B'Zraya, the Baruch Shem, La'asad Lavai will take Sefer Torah in his hand, V'ayman, he says, Mi Yishim Kaim HaShakosev B'Zeh Yava V'Yikav HaSchoy. Anyone who is Mekayim, what says, he will cover Tzchari. Miyad Boim Umus Oilam. The Umus Oilam comes and says, they want to get Tzchah. Vayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Shalai Ocham Ve'al Tzchez Yikav Tzchari. Only someone who didn't eat Mnevayos HaTzchefus will cover Tzchah. Some Sefer asks the Kasha on this Medrash, that's Tumua, he says. Why Dafka only this to Boim Shemes? So he answered like this. Amar the Keteret, he says, that we know Reba Mitzvahs, Efrat Mitzvahs Ben Adam Mechareyeh, they're all seichaldik. And the Mus'aylam, I'm a kind. Moshe Kivir Aveim. The Goyim keep Rav Kareim. It's seichaldik. They brought you into the world. The Akkois are toiv. So, certainly the Maka toiv. And it's a lot of mitzvahs. It makes sense to them. They're Makabas. So, when does the Goy get scha? Only if he does it, not because it makes sense, because Kach Tziv Hashem, because the Baruch Hashem commanded that. And then because the Baruch Hashem wants me to do it. And then he says, Isa, I'm quoting. V'isa sheroiv apikusis v'achmona sam esnaitzitz v'odom ha'deichilis v'eis ha'chefes. Most apikusis, people come apikusim, is because they eat neveros atreifus. You find apikus because you know they had when they were children. They had neveros atreifus. In fact, there's a story. I didn't have time to look up the story. The story is once with a kivega. There was a kivega. I saw it. The Leinu Shabech, I think, brings it down. Which of kivega? I didn't have time. I forgot to look it up. He brings down a mice of kivega. Someone brought a child to kivega, and he's going to it's a school, and he's getting a shining cup. So kivega said, "Go check on the shaykhet. This child is eating the veils of treifas." And they made a bedik and they found him. Kivega was right. So sometimes you find a kid's not matzir. It could be you have to check out the store where you're buying the meat from. One sec, let me finish the Chassam Sefer. So Chassam Sefer ends off. Since the guy eat the male of the treifas, so male that they're doing it with machmas, they have taivis, not because it's kakayim tziva Hashem, so therefore they cannot come and say, get schar from the guy. That's what Chassam Sefer ends off. So that's why they came, the lost logoi, the guy can come and ask for schar. Since they eat Melos and Trevis, Machas the Tivis, and Mela, they can't come in the Eschuschal later on. There's a Tshuva and Devechayim. Let me finish off. There's a Tshuva and Devechayim. I'm not finished yet. Just want another few minutes, then we'll go back to the Halacha. There's a Tshuva and Devechayim in your day of Simch Zayin. He says like this, the middle writes, V'dovazah, I'm quoting, V'dovazah, Yadua Shindar Veya Kamachira Sasura Shimtamtan Alevis Aisrael. There's no Aveya that we find with like Achila. That's the Tamtan Levi Israel. You know, you have Avazor Gurashikas Damim. No. Something's with Tamtan Levi Israel, that's food. You have Sena Rabim, Ayadeza Yotsu Kamat Minadas Kamikhilis Beretz Loyas. You don't say name of the country. Beretz Loyas. Ayadeya Sheikh Baitik Akalim. The Sheikh and Baitkim Akalim. And people ate, and they came and spat them at Trevis. Till they became completely fry. Well, how did they come fry? Because they eat the veils of Trevis. That's why I say over. Monsieur Zeshom writes, in Perikir Aleph, he writes like this, quoting again, Hamachoris Asuris Machnisin Tumor Beliboy. It's Machnis Tumor. I skipped something. There's a Pichodesh. Pichodesh in Yerdeya, Simon Samachal, Simon Peyalov, Sifkon Chavos says. So I'm quoting what he says. He says like this. Is Maneno in his home in Yon Melo. People is not Nizer and eating in Kashers. Rav Habonim, Yaitzim Matabis Ra. Rabbim him as he punish of the dirt. Those that the punim you have in our generation. Then yes, Hashem neges belibam. Rafim yachichem aplem if you give a musa, la ba kabur and musinho. They won't accept the musa. Now, Mr. Shom writes in Perikir Aleph, Machoris asuris machnisin tumor belibam nasha shaladam. Machorisum is machnis into the liyev and nefesh of the person. Achik kedusha sarsam is talekis mesachekis mimenu. Given shen nechnasim de gufa shaladam mamish. Menasa babam sorry. The meat comes part of his basa, basam sir. They like the eno shaloi behemoth atmeis ashkotzim vadhem atmeim v'gam atrevis shemina kosh asus. Only if you eat shkotzim on the veils of trevis, even if you eat kosher style meat, but trefa hem mechlal tuma, and he ends off shu eres mamish l'loi benefesh. It's poison to the heart and to the soul. The Rechaim HaKadosh writes like this. Rechaim HaKadosh writes. In Pasha Shmini, in Per Giralov Pasik Membeis, the Eichel Shvatzim Nasin has Sheretz. So only Shvatzim, his nefesh comes to Sheretz also. And he ends off. Bitzach Odom, Lizor, Betaisis, Hiras, Rizrizes, Koldova, Sheikonis, Begetter, Suffolk, Shikitzer. Umagam Bismanam, Bismanam Elosh, and Nizor, Nizam Abed, the whole ear is full of tumor. Varatzis kum yachme in the chok dule kaka shem emeshikets. Shem anasha yishmer is adaba. Should be careful. I just want to quote. Recently, Ramosha Wolfson spoke at an ACCO conference. And this is what he said. I'm quoting what's printed over in his name. He says, it defiles the goof. You are what you eat. It becomes part of you. It becomes part of your very essence. Of your atzomais, of your gidim, of your basa, and of your dam. You admitted the sitra acha and yetzahara into your system. That's how he writes. Okay? Just want to finish off with a kadmainim. It's a shtickle shtach, but it's kedai to hear it. It's what I'm safe at my name, like this. Vanshe kaidish tiyumwe. Your boss of a son of chayfa lai saichlo. It says in the pasuk you should be kaidish to rabbani sharam, a boss chayfa lai saichlo. So what's the pish? So the sifik kaidmanim say, Anshe kaidish tiyumwe. If you're emissar, Anshe kaidish, then the banishim will protect you, that you won't come to Trafis. But for this you see, that if you're not Kedashim, then a mikshel will come out, and come to Trafis. Then you're not Shomer for me in Trafis. Okay, back to our halacha part. Now let's go back to Sol and Banis by Oinus.
How do you get rid of that?
Huh?
Undo it. How do you undo it?
How do you undo it?
Undo it. Or you can't.
I don't know. Any of there? Alright. So, I guess the tshuva. You do tshuva and kapora like anything else. Someone does aveira, he dams the bain shalom, and he asks the bain shalom, man, there is an eitzah, possibly. There's an eitzah, there's a gemara in Balbasa. Gemara in Balbasa says, what happened to someone wasn't zor in Shabbos? Gemara in Balbasa. What should you do? Get other people to keep Shabbos Shabbos. So I would say, kapora would be here, that if you get somebody who is what it called, who doesn't keep kosher, you kapora is if you get other people to keep kashers. Same thing's brought down by Chuvias. They ask Gedolei Yisrael. I get the shayla a number of times, but this is what Gedolei Yisrael answer. Someone didn't keep Taras HaShpacha. And they have a guilty that bothers them so much. They live many years out and then they know the beauty of Taras HaShpacha and the Chaymei Surim. Then what do they do? Teach other women to keep Taras HaShpacha. That's the way you do it. It's something you were nichshalim. The ticket is to get other people to keep it. So I would say something also, get people who need to keep kosher, get them to keep kosher. That's a way of a kapara.
A person didn't keep kosher is already in the totem. You
can't fix it. Shuv and kapara helps for everything. Okay. Back to the original Shaila. Timtum Alev. When is the Timtum Alev? Hash is from the Rishonim, from Shulchan Aruch's Mashma. There's no chiluk. If you ate tafis, side b'shev, mezit, and even here, even Mamakah Bekuch Nefashis. Mamakah Bekuch Nefashis, eat it, it's still Timtum Alev. Where did I get it from? It's a Gemara of a Dezar with a Rashba. The Gemara of a Dezar, the Chavavah Manav says, Chavchavim say.
What about the medicine?
We'll get to medicine soon. Capsules, blood transfusions, you give me time, I'll get to it. Take a kidney transplant. Can you take from a guy? We'll talk about that if you let me get to it. The Gemara says, "Avoid this kachavim a nekes bina. A non-Jewish woman is allowed to not bina shel bas yisrael. She's allowed to be menek to nurse a bas a ben this man shachis under sal gaba. If some people staying watching, I will bina bina. If no one's watching, then I'll have to cause goyim." Achoshan Shvichas Damim. Says the Rashba. The Meikah Din, Nachas is Mutter to be Menik the Abnoshi Saul. Just the thing is, if you do it, it's Mother Tevara. And Sminis Chasidis, that a non-Jewish woman should not nurse a Jewish child. And this is a Lashon Rashba. Deinla Teva Sharachmonim Bashonim. When the woman nurses a baby, he gets all the, I say, the Ruchnius of the person. And spiritual, what's the word?
Spiritual nutrients.
Spiritual nutrients, okay? And you don't get it from a non-Jewish woman. Okay. So it's Mashem Rashba, even amongst Hakonas, baby's gonna die. No one's gonna nurse the baby, baby's gonna die. You shouldn't do it. Even though Mika didn't smuta. The Ran argues. Let me finish. The Ran argues, and he says, some people ask her to be Menik, Tim Nachas, just like Chol Makal is also. Also, chav, just like the asa chav akim, the asa the milk of a non-Jewish woman. In Ramah, in Yeridea, Simon Pei Aleph, Ramah speaks out and Payalot and the Siv Zion, the Ramah says like this, Chalav mitzvahs kechalav Yisraelis. Kamakal lo yoniko tinek min ha-mitzvahs im efsha b'Yisraelis. The Chalav oivahs kechavim netamtem ha-loivah moivah tevera. It's moivah tevera. You're not allowed to. You shouldn't do it. The Ramah says further. And to like the Rashba we just mentioned. Not like the Ram, like the Rashba. Also, the Ramah says further. The Chibgos Agos Ashri says, the Chain Leseichel, Hamenekes, Afil Yisraelis, Devorim Asurim. The Chenatinik Be'atzma, Kikol, Ze Mazik, Leise Kenusai. He's quoted Agos Ashri, that Menekes should not eat Devorim Asurim. And where the Mokas Agos Ashri, it speaks out that Hamenekes should not be Zoy not eat Nevelis Achazah. Let's say for medical reason, she has to eat it. She should not be maiming a child. And the raya is from Acher, the famous Acher. His mother ate from Mina by the Zohar, and there was going to Isaac Nasa. He went to Tabisra. The Shach speaks out in Sifkat and Chafei that if a person is a chayla, then you have to give him dvar mesum to eat. You should not let the child be manic from her. She's a chayla. And she has to eat from a serum. She should not nurse her baby then. El yiska menekes acheres. You should hire different menekes. Yisraelis. So mashin all upon him. There's a tintam alev. Even a mokab pulchul nefashas. So mokab kul nefashas tintam alev. Certainly, the mezid, shayke, and hainas is tintam alev. And it's a foolish like that in our chayim HaKadosh. In Pasha Shmine, in Perek Al, Pasim and Gimel, he says, Shetzichim Yisrael Yisrael B'layichnus L'Pim Afil B'Hesach Hadas Ki Ha'efesh Shebein Shaykik L'Mezim Metzirza Shaykik Mezid Ki Ha'tir Av Yasa Maser B'Nefesh Adam. Because this eating, this dover you're not supposed to eat, it goes to the Nefesh Adam Afil B'Hesach Hadas Al Shishtana Pagam B'Maisim Mezid Tassana. The difference in the limit, the amount of Pagam. If you're a Mezid, there's more Pagam in your goof. Shaykik to Tamanav Shay. It's also, but not as much. The Meshech Chochma writes like this in Parshas V'Eschanan. Meshech Chochma says, so you see, Claude, the Chaim Kai says, Shaykek Mezit, the stula. Huh? What? We'll get to. Sweet, give me a chance. Okay. The Meshech Chochma writes in Parshas V'Eschanan. You'll get to it. Be patient. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll have brought the Meir Tuv. So Gemara says in Daf Yitzayin Amar Aleph in Churin says Afila killed the Chazira was mutter. The first 7 years that they catch Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to eat killed the Chazira. And Rashi says, Chazer Mivation. I didn't know what that was. So I go and look to the art scroll upstairs. Art scroll says bacon. Famous bacon. They were able, the Yidin were mutter to eat l'chatchila bacon. What? Bacon. Okay. It was that, and Zayin Shekish was mutter. And then after the Pasuk says, in your Pasuk Yudalit says, Yisham Yachop and Tishkach. So, effect of Meshech Chachma. Why does it say Yisham Yachop right after this? He says, even though it's mutter, to eat bacon, the Torah Kedosh allowed you to eat bacon. However, the test, the teva adrom assumes matamta misalev. So even if you beheta, still if they ate, killed the chazirei, the shdain kisha, there was timtam alev. And Kedim speaks out the same thing than the tziv. The tziv says exactly the thing that the Meshech Chochma, and that pasuk, the same thing. The mecham to the same thing. And the Meshech Chochma adds on. And Hamik Dover, both the mecham to the same shtikl Torah. That's Chat in the Ran and Rosh in Yuma. The famous Ran and Rosh and the West Pack in Yuma says that Yom Kippur, if someone comes in Yom Kippur, he has to eat. Should you shech to give him to eat treifes? So Chavis shechting is a sederaisa. Shech to give him kosher to eat. Velis is not a schoma. It's not a chil Shabbos. Velis is not a chil Shabbos. So the Ran says, over there, Ran and Rosh speak out, they're better to give him to shech an animal then give him the veila. Even though the veila is the veila is less lot called the chil Shabbos, still give to him. What's the reason why? Is that the meshachacha hamigdala? Because a person wants better not to eat the veila, not to tempt the libai. There's a kanfei yaina from Ramal Panu that the chayim bring down. So net be einus a meichel shatreves. Hareza poigim benashay. Be'ainus. By mistake. You're poigim benashay. And Sendik speaks out Shalach Kodesh in Yuma. The Shalach Kodesh in Yuma in Hilchos Tshuva. He brings down Yishalmi that says, Maisa b'riva achas, shenishbis ben agayim, shepatua hetviluah, amash echila esurim. So the mashma again, even though she was einus, she was in captivity, she had to live. Still, even she's be'ainus, there's also Tzimtzum Alev. There's a tshuva from the Klausenberg of Eber, Nivre Yatziv, in Archaim Chelbeis Simrei Samach, then the Ois Beis, he says, even Einis Goma, it's Goma Tim Talev Amoyach. Okay? There's even a goal of step further, a little of tangent, but see how far it goes. A Gershon is Gaia, a person, a guy, he was eating Trafis his whole life. He became a Ger. For 25 years he was eating Tafis, he became Jewish. Now when he comes Jewish, does he have Tzimtzum Alev? So the Pnei Yeshua says, in Mamatziah Daf Nuches and Bey says, even places his Gaia, he still has Tzimtzum Alev. And that the Shlomo Zalman disagrees, yeah? One second, how far do you say Nar Adama? However, Shlomo Zalman disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua. The Shlomo Zalman is in the Shulchan Shlomo, in Erkei Fuhr Chel Beis, page from Shlomo Zayin, says a Gershon is Gaia, he could come to, here he writes, a Gershon is Gaia to come and level a Tana. It's not Shach Timtum Alev. Since when he had Nevelis the Trefus, it's my head to him, where's a guy? There was no Wisa to him. So it's not Shach Timtum Alev. Huh? Huh? There's a Shadow, how far Tinik Shinaila Dami? Some people learn that Shadama means he doesn't have any Surah, but Timtum Alev still lives. Listen, as I stayed in the Pnei Yeshua, you want from me? As I stayed in Pnei Yeshua.
It could be mutter, but still it's metaptic.
Huh? Right, yeah. Yeah, right.
If he's a goy, he's a lady trait.
Yeah, but could be him, Zatim, there's no issa for him. That's the time of the Shlomo Zalman. There's no issa for him.
Depends on mitzvah.
Huh? Huh? You're right. The Kertash Lichem, I say. Give all trafis, it says, Gev ben Sina, and Ochi ben Mechira. You're allowed to give, you give your tafis. You're supposed to give it to a guy. Okay. Anyway, that's a little tangent, I said. Let's get back to the Galocha. We'll get to that in a second. However, so until now we mentioned all the shittas that hold that even by Einis, there's Tzimtzum Alev. However, there are Cholkim. There's a Joshua Saran in Drishit Aleph. He says clearly, he says Mefurish, he says that if a person with dinners, it's mutaf in the habit. He didn't have any issues, no Tzimtzum Alev at all. And the Tzitz Yeledes, Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down this, another people bring down this Ram. They say clearly, if you eat a B'derech Cheta, there's not Shach Tzimtzum Alev. And Yitzchak Zilberstein, Tzitz Yeledes, Pergman Beis, and Agor Ois Beis, brings down this Jewish Shazaran Medina. There's a Maral. Maral in Tveres Yisrael, in Perches, says, it says the same thing. Since you had a Beheta, it's not Shach Tzimtzum Alev. The Tzimtzum Alev is itself from the Issa. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara Cholim, but he brings a Raya Faket, the same Gemara Cholim, by eating Chazer. He says, we just mentioned Gemara Cholim of Yisrael that they gave bacon. So, Meshach Chachma, the Tziv said that what? But still it's Tzimtzum Alev. So he says, no, he doesn't bring down. Maral, of course, doesn't bring down the Shachma because he's earlier. It's a Raya from the Gemara Cholim, he says. Because when he came to Eretz Yisrael, they gave him the 7 years they captured it, so they were allowed to eat even the bacon. If there was Tzimtzum Alev, how would they say it's muta? So it must be, there's not shy, that's the raya, that the Tziv used faket, he uses faket to say faket, the Tzimtzum Alev, then why would one want to eat it? There's a tshuva in Rav Palam. Rav Palam is from the Ben Ish Chai, one of the daily Svar Shapaiskim, in Chevik Dalad, in Sayyid Yisharim, Simon Hay, he says someone did not realize he had a drink. In the drink there was a namala. What's a namala? A worm.
An ant.
Or a yitush, or a fly. He drank, or he didn't realize that he's in his gama. Or let's say he says, a shaykhet shechted with a sack of pogum b'shaykhet. And they found later it was pogum. Meantime, someone had to meet already. Or a shaykhet Masa, he was Muslim for Kashis Yerushimayim, and he was a Rosh of Besaysa. And he gave Yidin Titan Veros Trefus. So he says, the Eichel was Einis Gama, they didn't know B'chad, there's any Shaila whatsoever. Then the din is, there's no Tintam Alev, and there's no Kerech Atum that goes over him. Nemz is sent to him Isis from Pischichuva in Yeridaeus in Mechavtes Sifkon Aleph. He brings out Meshem Penim upon the ears. He said, and the Chem Deshleima, that someone ate chicken. And he had to find out it had some Yutches Trefus. So you don't need a kapara, what he ate, since he was honest. And since he speaks out, Das Teyer, Sifkon Dalet, and Dakachuva brings down Nesivis, that the famous Nesivis says in Chashvin Seshim Eshlam Dalet, that Vaisis, that by Einis, there's no Issa, there's no Timtum Alev. And since, let me just finish. I'll take questions, sir. The same thing Vaisis from Chassam Seifa. The Chassam Seifa is a Mahatma place. It's in Tofesh, Chavdalet, Nichas Yom Kippur, and Sifhei. He's talking about something else. But he throws in over there. Basa, if you go Basa Raif, let's say you found a piece of meat. Raif, Behemis, Ksheris in the area. You go Basa Raif. And later you found out that the meat is Treif. It came out that you found that it was Treif. You didn't do any Issa. Kachadin, you go Basa Raif. Vaisis in some Seifa, there's no Tintum Alev. And same thing, Ramosha Paskin, the same thing. Ramosha Paskin, that someone was Samach Ne'echem Nisurim, and afterwards, he found out the person was a Shakrin, you don't have to do tshuva, because you're going, there's no Timtum Alev. The same thing I saw, 1 second. Where's what? Moshe's Balpeh. Balpeh, it's a Maisa Shoya. In fact, Ramosha said further. Be patient. So, be patient. Ramosha would air on something else. That someone had after Mechal, because remember when the Shaila, we said the two Shailas, one by Shemesh Shabbos, and one not Shemesh Shabbos. So Ramosha said, if you ate by Mechal Shabbos, because you say Mechal, even though you're not supposed to eat there, you finally serve your tefes, then you have to do tshuva. And the Shaykh Vahim Timtum Alev. There's a kasha that bothered me, for over a day, bothered me a kasha. I think Tzvi has the kasha already. That the Chaya, according to Shitas, we mentioned Kama Shitas Dameko. The Chaya, we mentioned four Shuramor. Shuramor says, by child, Chaya Lashem, or by Chaya Lashem, by Sakana, it's Shaykh Timtum Alev. So how does Shaykh Tahagin something four Shuramor? What do you mean to life? If someone is a Chaya Lashem, a child, a baby, it's a Chaya Lashem, by Sakana, a Yesh by Sakana even. And only get the mother, shiksa to nurse, the mother can't nurse, the baby's gonna die if no one's gonna nurse. Still, this Timtum Alev. How does a child such a, according to the Shitas, this all saying connected to Fusha Amor. So I looked high low, and Baruch Hashem at Siat Shmaya. I looked in the Sefer Derech Sicha. I hardly ever opened it. From Derech Sicha, he writes, so he writes there, he brings down, on end of Pasha Shmini, he says, Reb Chaim Kaneski told him, the oil on this kasha bothered him. So at least I was on the right track. So he says, this kasha bothered him for a while. Until he came up with a teretz, Chaim Kaneski, he quotes from Chaim Kaneski. What was the teretz? The teretz is, it depends if it's Shaykh HaYidei Acha or not. If the whole Dinu Amor is talking with Esha Bin Yin Acha, that someone else can make the child. But Uitzit Oifin, there's not Shaykh someone else to make the child, even Zipkuch Nefesh, there's no Timtum Alev, Faket. The Tzchus of the Mitzvah be make on him and Shnap be Mazik him. And something speaks out in the Archis Yosha, Chaim Kaneski wrote another sefer called Archis Yosha in Perek Yud Gimel. He says also the same thing in parentheses. He says the same teretz. It's the same thing. That if it's the only thing he's talking about, only if it's Efsha, if it's somebody else, but it's not Efsha, then if I can't, there's no Tintum Lev. And same thing speaks out of Shlomo Zalman. The Neftas I found of Shlomo Zalman in the Ekei 4, Chalibay's page, Rishon Zayin. He says, someone writes, Dovis, Meshum Kuch Nefashis, V'les Beya, Les Beya Cheres, Ein Kanaveya, Rak Mitzvah. Then I found, also in Uvdus Anogis, from the Biskarov, there's four volumes. So in the second volume, on page Nun, he brings on Biskarov, that someone was a Chayla. and they had to, in the only way, it was a chayla, they had to eat. And they only had chayfa soup around. Chayfa soup. So the Biska said it, so the people didn't want to give him to eat because Timtim Halev. So the Biska love, it does not shak Timtim. It's Medina, it's Mutter, it's not shak Timtim. Not shak Timtim. So even Pfeiler is Shemus Chashemus Kana, it's Masha, there's no Timtim Halev. And the medicine's Masha Ramor itself. If you look in Rosh Ramor, I went back to Ramor. If you look in Ramor itself, it says, let's quote again Ramor. Chalav mitzvahs, chalav Yisraelis. Kamaka lo yiniko, tinning mitzvahs, im efshe b'Yisraelis. The chalav akam, the tantas alayv. It's efshe b'Yisraelis. So if I say Ramor, if it's efshe, then there's no timtum alayv. But however it comes out, even according to the shitas, the maker by einis is no timtum alayv, that's only by einis. Of his b'shaygeg, and serpent mezit, which also in the Torah, is vada shaykh, timtum, is vada shaykh, timtum, timtum alev.
Is that the shot of Bnei
Yeshua? Huh? That what?
Since there could have been another way, but still the person did it in the timtum alev?
No, he's talking about a guy. He's talking about, no, it went into that. No. Shaykh's capsules. Capsules. A lot of capsules they tell me today are made of gelatin capsules. Gelatin capsules is shaykh timtum alev. So it seems to me, they even according to Machmirim, that this timtum alev all afanim, even by einis, shaygir, chayla. However, by capsules, that's made from treifas, there'll be murder, there's no timtum alev. Why? Because you look in your moshul, it says in your idea, in kuf nun hei sif gimel, shaloi b'makim sakana, kiderech hanosam, this is the loshonim of the mechaba. Shloit makam sakana is not a case sakana. Kedech hanasam asa shloit kedech hanasam asa. If it's shloit, if it's derech hanasam, it's asa. However, shloit kedech hanasam, if you eat it shloit kedech hanasam, then it's a tzmuta. Speaks out the shach in Sifkan Yugimo, the tzayach afua is muta achila shloit kedech achila. So since normally when a person eats, normally you chew. You don't just swallow down the way it is. So since capsules, you don't chew, you just swallow it. It says shalaika de chachila, and there's no timtum alev. That's how the price can speak out. That is sumela, and over here there won't be no timtum alev. I saw, let me finish. Saksir achila. No, it has to be de chachila. It's not de chachila, it's not. But even further, I saw even a bigger chiddush. In the Tayyus Yeledus from Yitzhak Zilberstein. In Tayyus Yeledus, it's in Pergman base or a base. He says even a bigger chiddush. He says, Nira Lo, he says, what in Shach Tintum Alev is something the Maicha, the goof is nizam from it. Then it's nizam from the Issa. But a medicine is not mazing the goof, it's just merapid the chayla. So Titochen, there's no Tintum. And he brings a raya from a mechaba. Mechaba says in Simen Pei Dalet, Sif Yudzayin. The last mechaba in Ichas Teloyim. Mechaba says like this. Sheret Sarev Mutal La'achlad Mishum Afur De'afa Be'amahu. A sheret that's burned, you're allowed to eat it from Afur, consider Afa Be'amah. So he says it's mash of this even. So he says clearly, he says, he was a raya from here, that you're allowed to even chodesh shesh b'shem by sakana is more to eat. So also he says, since it's, what's the reason why? Because not made it's a furfua. It's not made in the goof itself. It's not made in the goof. There it is because it's only merapet the chayla this medication. It's not made in the goof. So made in such a case, there's no halacha. Then there will not be any timtum alev whatsoever. Next shayla, yeah.
What did the Rav make?
Right, vitamins will be awesome. Vitamins, even if it swallows. I'm talking about someone's a chayla. Talking about medication, someone's taking antibiotic. It's taking medication, then it's medication, then it's a. Then. Huh? It's not a chayla. Huh?
Vitamins
is not. We mentioned about chayla, it's only about chayla. Don't have this by chayla. If you swallow something that's treif, even if it's not derech achila, you're not allowed to. But telling someone's a chayla, only a case of chayla will matter. Huh? Yeah, but it's only mako, even if it's not achila, but it won't make only mako by chayla. What about blood transfusions? Blood transfusions. Do you have to be makbid that the blood transfusion should come only? Someone had another question here. You had a question? Yeah, what?
What you're saying is there's no tumtum aleih the onus. If something has a hechsher, meat, vegetables, anything,
yeah,
you have no appliance to go bzika on that company.
If you trust them, eidechen them isurim. It's a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis, but you have what to be semichan. It's a machlaikis of Pais, can we mention? Yeah. They should not be chewing them.
So according to the first thing is that it's
a problem,
but according to the second one, there's
four. Right. I mean, the second reason, right, you're right. Yeah, that would be chilus. Yeah. According to some examples.
Right, yeah. Chilus are like capsules that you just swallow, even though it's edible.
No, I was throwing pills. I don't think I have a problem with tarifus, does it? It's the pills. Huh?
Oh, that's both.
It's both. So maybe the capsule, because it has this the capsule itself, it's made from gelatin, I'm told.
You say that which you said about capsules,
yeah,
which everybody swallows, is it also apply to pills which you can swallow or eat? You could swallow food also if you want to. You don't have to chew it. And it's like in there. Let me say
how the chayyur
do it, or because it's not made to do it.
It should be like capsules. You just swallow it, should
so
be okay.
You could take vitamin. If you don't swallow treifus, there's no issue.
No. I said by chayla. Only the het is only by chayla. Only by chayla. That's it. The het is only said by chayla. Take on kufnun hay.
I'm saying
only het is by chayla.
But what says het no applies?
Doesn't make a difference. You had nana. If you nana from treifus, you can't. The only mate going by chayla.
I'm saying it's better.
I would like to finish what I have to finish. We'll talk later, okay?
Moshe
doesn't say that. It's only the biscuits are not like that. It's not Moshe. Moshe doesn't say a word about it.
No.
It's the biscuits that do it, and it doesn't make sense because when you put it in your mouth already, the paper falls off already.
But if it
does? If it does? They all the makes it shalika derech achila. We all don't have to do it shalika derech the way it is. In fact, Shlomo Zalman in Shmishab's Chachos says, if you swallow it the way it is, it's Shlomo Derech Achila. He writes that in Shmishab's Chachos. Alright. Huh? It's not made to swallow. It's not made to swallow.
Right. If you swallow it.
Huh?
It's treif and you swallow it.
First, is it just toothpaste treif?
Yeah.
It's not bottle?
No.
But it's not made to swallow.
Alright. They make it to swallow.
But wait a minute, even
they want
vitamins.
Doesn't make a difference. If it's not for chayla, then there are problems there. Alright, let's talk about transfusions. So the person has to, someone Leilano needs blood. He needs, let's say, 3 pints of blood. Now every hospital has a blood bank. Does a person have to be makbid to take from Shema Shabbos, because maybe the blood from someone, from a guy, the tamtum's alive. Or no, maybe you're allowed to accept from a guy. There's a tshuva in Chelkas Yankov. In Chayyim Beis Simimem, in the first print, and the redid it of it, it's in the Madur Chadasha, it's in Yerdei Simnyun Gimel. He says like this, if someone's a chayla shesh besakana, and he needs blood, He should not be makbid to take dafka from a Shomer Shabbos person. Because why? Because the issa mainly is having derech haper. If you feed someone derech haper, then the shayla from achila. Here we do it, you do it through the veins. Not derech haper, so it's not shayla b'chlal timtum. And he says even further. He says, adirabba, a person should not be makbid to take only from a yid. Why? Because if you're going to be makbid, take dafka from a yid, it's from Hashem to Mitzvahs, Chas Shalom, you'll have Chayim come de Sakana. You are a Makav Yid. First you have to go find the yid. The hospital has it there, you know, right over there. You can start calling people, coming volunteers. It could take hours and hours, and the person could chas v'shalom die. So he says, you should not be mocked to take after Shem Shabbos, because chas v'shalom chayim could come the day sakana, and Esha you won't find benadvim to get this dam that the chayim needs. So mele you should not be machne at all. According to this psak from Chakas Yankov, there's a new Cheshuch Chemed. Just came out. I just bought it last week in Lakewood. I bought it in Lakewood. So I was looking at Maftechus. So he has the Shaila. Can you take a kidney? Donate the kidney. Or let's just say a heart. Any type of avon you take from you get a transplant. You have to mark with take the Afka from a Shem Shabbos. You see constantly in the Yet and Medea advertisements, you know, for a kidney. Shidafka be makbid. So he quotes this, he brings down this Chalkas Yankov, that he says you're allowed to accept it from anyone. Because we hold that it won't be mashbiya al gufay. Because since it's something, it's not something derech achila, so it's not, it won't come time to life, and therefore it's mutter chatchila to take a kidney, a heart, or a cornea, whatever it is you want to take, you'll take a chatchila from a non-Jew. There's no problem.
What about from an animal?
Huh? From an animal? Should be no difference. It's not derech achila. What's different? For an animal also should be okay.
They put in pigs' valves.
There's nothing wrong. Pigs' valves, all these type of things they put in for transplants, there's no problem. I think they have lungs already from animals, no? I think I heard on the radio, no? Don't they give lungs from animals already? Or maybe it's only testing stages. Okay.
You've got an automatic system.
Huh?
They have a machine now that they can put in that pumps instead of the heart.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's important.
No. Okay. So come there the maskana. Let's go first chaz over. From Timtum Alev, if it's Beshagig or Bemezid, you need a tshuva kapora on it. If it's something happens behind us, you enter it's a big machoikas apaiskim. Some hold there is Timtum Alev, some hold it's not Timtum Alev. But so even in cases where it's Eshibin Acha, then everyone holds there's no issa. It's only Efshe, the whole Machlekes of Efshe B'Yachah, don't eat whatever it is. But it's the case someone's a category of a Chayla, and it's nothing else, certainly you can say on the Shittas that are Mako. However, that's only in the case something that with food. But something like medicine, a capsule, they mentioned two reasons why you can Mako. One reason is because it's not Derech Achila, you swallow, and secondly, it's something that's amazing, makes the goof, that's amazing the goof. If somebody just to take away the food, the machla, then it should be okay. Then the shadow transfusion, the mention Chalkos Yanker says that transfusion is mutat sign achila, has nothing to do with achila. And if a kid, you should dafka, not be back with take dafka from blood, you take even from goyim also. And we said also that if you have to take a transplant, either a heart, a kidney, or anything else, you don't have to be back with that to take by a guy. You can even take from a yid, and if a kid, your shtaf cannot be makbid, because it's there for sure, there's no shayla from Timtum Alev. Next week, there won't be a shir. The following week, we'll still go back, blineda straight.